Welcome to my podcast series, Gaffney Talks. I'm Stephen Gaffney. When it comes to sales and business development, there are six essential keys related to the importance of communication. Number one, great salespeople are great listeners. As Larry King once said, I never learned anything when I was talking. They listen from a position that they do not know. Often people listen from a position of confirmation. The result is they hear what they want to hear. Great salespeople listen from a position of what they can learn and what they may not be aware of. Number two, ask probing and follow-up questions. Great sales and business development people assume that whatever someone says is not the full story. Not because someone is trying to be deceiving, but rather that person may have not thought through things, or they may perceive that that company that the salesperson represents can't deliver that capability, so the customer does not even bring up that need. Number three, focus on customer intimacy, building trust, and creating value for the customer. They interact with the customer as a trusted advisor, a partner. They know that people do business with people they trust and respect. So they build customer intimacy by going beyond transactions to establish a deep, long-term relationship. They seek to really understand and even anticipate hidden and unfulfilled customer needs. Number four, educate their customers. They know they cannot take for granted that the customer is aware of the company's capabilities that could help that particular customer. I have seen companies immediately impact their pipeline and eventually their sales simply by better educating their customer of all the ways they can help. One interesting side point is often salespeople do not do this well because they are not even aware of all the company's capabilities. So make sure your sales and business development folks are fully aware of what your company has to offer. Number five, make and keep commitments. They do what they say they're going to do, and they make sure the company they represent does so accordingly. They never promise more than they can deliver. And if anything, they underpromise and overdeliver. Number six, they know the end game, and they drive their communication accordingly. They know the goals of the customer, the metrics by how they will be judged, and the value and return on investment by achieving all of that for the customer. They keep all parties focused to achieve that end game. So when you look at these six keys, you could make an argument that sales and business development is really the art of communication, both transmitting and receiving. The question to ask yourself is, what are you doing to develop your art? Thank you for listening to Gaffney Talks. For more great information, visit my website at stephengaffney.com. I'm Stephen Gaffney.